Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The primary election campaign that ended 2 days ago was the most expensive and one of the most angry campaigns in the history of Illinois. Good that it's over. So, is there anything still interesting in state politics? Yes, there sure is. Very interesting. The war on Mike Madigan, Mr. Speaker of the Illinois House of Representatives. The man in Springfield in charge of everything. Bruce Rauner, the governor and Madigan hater-in-chief, wants to be rid of Mr. Speaker, as do most of the major players in Chicago media. They're a team, Governor Rauner and the media, beating up on Madigan. Rauner on television, the media in print, calling Madigan a crook and a bully unfit to be speaker, accusing him of being soft on sexual harassment, slow on reforming the boys of the General Assembly, while some young Turks in the Illinois Democratic Party are fantasizing about removing Madigan as party chairman. Add all that together, and you may be thinking that now, at last, after 28 years in charge of everything, Speaker Madigan finally is on the ropes. Well, forget it. Come the November election on the southwest side of Chicago and in the southwest suburbs, Mike Madigan will win re-election to the House of Representatives in a landslide. There's nobody even running against him. And then he'll be re-elected Speaker and re-elected Chairman of the party. There's no way to stop him. For the Young Turks, the media, and the governor, so be it. Get used to it. Again. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNRadio.com and the WGN Radio Plus app.